So this is chapter 8 from the book Architecture of Agency, written by Sheshank Mohan Jain. It's called Remembering and Forgetting: How Agents Manage Experience. Human intelligence isn't just about the moment, it's about what we carry from the past. We rely on working memory for juggling thoughts, episodic memory for personal experiences, semantic memory for facts, and procedural memory for skills. And equally important, we forget, pruning what doesn't matter so our minds don't drown in clutter.
Right. So for agents, memory is what bridges moments and creates continuity.
Exactly. Without memory, an agent is like a goldfish, answering one question at a time, never remembering who it spoke to. With memory, it begins to feel coherent, aware of its past, adapting in the present, and oriented toward the future.
And neuroscience says memory isn't just one thing, but a whole system, right?
Yes, working memory is short-term, like holding a phone number just long enough to dial. For agents, that's the context window, keeping recent exchanges alive. Episodic memory is personal history, like recalling your last birthday. For agents, that's saving past conversations or actions. Semantic memory is facts, like knowing Paris is the capital of France. Agents mirror this with structured knowledge bases. Procedural memory is skills, like riding a bike. For agents, that's consistent behaviors or prompts. And forgetting? That's selective pruning, discarding what's irrelevant so the system stays efficient.
So all these kinds of memory work together.
Exactly. Short-lived details can be promoted into long-term knowledge, and irrelevant details get pruned away. That layering is what makes both humans and agents effective. Can you give me a practical example?
Sure.
Imagine a personal assistant agent helping schedule your week. Without memory, it forgets you prefer mornings, that you rejected a slot yesterday, or that you're preparing for an exam. It becomes repetitive and annoying. With memory, it recalls preferences, tracks changes, adapts, and even learns from mistakes. That's what turns a chatbot into a learning companion.
Like a teacher who remembers students' strengths and weaknesses. They don't just judge today's homework, but weeks of performance.
Exactly. Without memory, an agent tutor is no better than a search engine. With memory, it knows your struggles, adapts explanations, suggests better practice, and grows with you.
So, what lessons do designers take from this?
Four lessons. One, balance immediacy and persistence. Agents need both working memory for now and long-term for continuity. Two, structure memory into layers. Facts, experiences, and skills should be handled separately. Three, forgetting is as vital as remembering. Pruning keeps systems lean. And four, memory enables identity. Without memory, an agent is nobody. With it develops continuity, personality, and trust.
So the conclusion is that intelligence is not just about thinking, but remembering and forgetting wisely.
Exactly. Working memory gives focus, episodic gives history, semantic gives knowledge, procedural gives skills, and forgetting keeps it efficient. For agents, this balance transforms them from one-off responders into companions that feel alive, able to grow, personalize, and carry a sense of continuity across time.